Presentation of Hub City Radio Sports. Welcome to the Sports Hub. Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM and 98.5 FM proudly presents Northeast South Dakota's leader in sports talk and sports coverage. Co-hosts David Tewksbury and Matt McClure have you covered on all things area sports. They'll talk with local coaches.
We have it so good, and I hope that Wolves Country knows just how big a difference they make, because they turned the Pentagon into Walks Arena. There's absolutely nothing like you, and so thank you doesn't seem like enough, but it's all I got today.
We said after the win last week, we set a new standard for how we play at Northern State, and we will never go back. And they responded. Our guys responded today. What a performance.
They'll sit down with local student athletes.
Yeah, I'm really proud of them. In our little pregame huddle, I kind of just was like, we've prepped all year for this moment, and I believe in each and every single one of you. We've put in the work, and now it's time for us to go out and shine and just do what we do. They were all really excited to play, and you know, we wanted to put that sticker on the board, and that's what we did, so I'm proud of them.
Plus, they'll visit with local media members and talk all things sports in South Dakota and the region.
Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Take a look in the mirror, pal.
Let's go!
Glad to be with you on this Wednesday installment of the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen. 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. Happy Hub Day. It is a Wolves midweek installment of the Sports Hub here today on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Drop in one of those. Yeah, why not? Might as well. Brennan Phillips, he'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour. That's Brennan Phillips, not Brendan Phillips. Of course, a great basketball player there at Aberdeen Central High School. Brennan Phillips will be joining us towards the BOH, and then in the next 15 to 20 minutes or so, probably next 15 minutes more accurately, we'll be joined with Clayton Randall talking a little Wolves on the Water. Looking forward to that discussion with him as well. Oh, by the way, programming note, tomorrow, don't forget, we'll have Minnesota Twins baseball on our airwaves. The season officially gets underway for the Twins. 3:15 right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, your home for Twins baseball all spring and summer long. Looking forward to that. And, of course, we've got our preseason picks and what have you. You don't even need to watch the season. We'll tell you all what's going to happen coming up tomorrow on the program as well. David Tewksbury alongside Matt McClure. How are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you doing today?
Doing well. I've got no complaints over here. And are you fired up? Are you ready to go for baseball season?
Yes, I am. Big time. I've been following a little spring training a little bit this spring, so I'm jacked up for it.
How are your Orioles looking, do you think?
They're going to be competitive. I think the AL East is pretty good. So, I mean, that's how it's been the last couple of years in the AL East. It seems like three of those teams make the playoffs every year.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Yankees, Red Sox, they're a little bit better. You got the Blue Jays, who are decent. And then there's the Orioles, who were in the cellar there for years, and now they're pretty decent. Yeah, man, I'm jacked up for it tomorrow. It's just, I don't know, it's like a breath of fresh air baseball season, in my opinion.
Springtime. There's something about springtime. I didn't even realize, we didn't even mention it on the Sports Hub last Thursday. Last Thursday was the first day of spring.
Yeah.
We had no idea. At least, I'll speak for myself. I had no idea that last Thursday was the first day of spring.
Yeah. It kind of just snuck up on us.
Really? I mean, really did. I mean, had the State B tournament. You're kind of focused on that. My daughter was born like 15 hours prior to that, so I was kind of focused on that. And then, of course, the tournament, calling play-by-play and all of that coverage. So that just went right over my head.
Yeah, I mean, we were very busy there last week. I was kind of focused on the beat, too. So it kind of went over my head as well, man.
Recovery mode, are you still feeling good?
Yeah.
Are you back to normal?
I'd probably say I'm getting close to it.
Yeah.
Monday, no.
Yeah.
Yesterday, no. But today I'm feeling a little bit better.
Yeah, I'd say I'm probably like 85%, 90% back to feeling just back to neutral. Got to just get those engines back to neutral for sure. So I'm right there with you. I'm looking forward to baseball season. My Chicago Cubs, I don't necessarily have high expectations for them. I think they could be okay. Maybe a wild card team. We'll see. But Twins perspective, we're looking forward to that as well. And certainly all spring and summer long, we'll have discussions about the Twins and we'll follow their path. And I don't know, man, last year it just felt like, this isn't fair to say, but it kind of felt like the bottom fell out to a certain degree. That's not to say they won 55 games and they were terrible, but they were good most of the season. And then they just petered out at the end. And there was a lot of noise. Is this the final year for Rocco Baldelli? They brought him back. So I don't know. I don't know how I approach this game, or this season, I should say, from a Twins perspective. If I'm a Twins fan, I'm like, I'm optimistic. Am I pessimistic? I don't know. It's kind of a little bit of both, a little bit of column A and column B.
I'm pretty optimistic. I just think the division is just so up for grabs year in and year out. You know, you never know what you're going to get from the Twins. I feel like you don't know what you're going to get from Cleveland sometimes as well. Last year, they were phenomenal. But you just don't know. And then think about the Tigers, what they did towards the end of the year. They went to the playoffs, and so did the Royals. Those teams came at it absolutely nowhere. And I thought those two teams, to be honest with you, were a little bit lucky. Are they going to show up and show out this year? I think the Twins, I mean, they were 500 against the league, and then they were dominant against the White Sox. That's kind of how I looked at it last year.
Very much the case.
So we'll see. I think the division's up for grabs, that's for sure. I do think the Twins are definitely in discussion to win that division, though.
I think so. I don't think that's a hot take either. So we'll talk about that certainly more at length tomorrow. I'm David Tewksbury, joined alongside by
Mr. Unlimited.
Right here on the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen. And hey, speaking of Mr. Unlimited, he's got a new gig. Did you see this?
I did see this.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Yes. Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited. He is now the, I don't know if you could call him QB1. There's basically a three-way running for QB1 in the Big Apple. Three teams in 3 years. Denver, Pittsburgh, and now the New York Giants. Russell Wilson joins Jameis Winston and Tommy DeVito. Forget quarterback on Netflix. Can we just have all three of those guys and just listen to what those conversations are like? Holy moly.
Yeah, I saw this, and, you know, it might be an unpopular opinion, but I kind of like the move for the Giants. I mean, they just had nothing there at quarterback since Eli left. I mean, Daniel Jones, he had that one crazy year when they made the playoffs and beat the Vikings in the wild card, but they just haven't had a good quarterback since. Now you got two guys. I'm not saying they're great, but it's stable-ish in the division, and they're on one-year deals. Like, I know people are like, it's Russell Wilson and Jameis, but at least it's better than what you had. And if I'm the Giants now, what do you do in the draft? Do you draft the quarterback because they've got a high pick? Do you not? Do you take the quote-unquote best player available? Like, if Abdul Carter falls to the Giants, you have to take him if you're in that situation. But I don't think that's going to happen because he's going to be drafted one or two overall. But, like, if Shedeur Sanders is there or Cam Ward's there, do you draft him now?
I would, absolutely. Buy low, sell high. I mean, you're not paying a whole lot of money to Jameis Winston or Tommy DeVito or Russell Wilson. You're basically paying, and I shouldn't say this, but you're basically paying the veteran minimum to a quarterback. I know that's not exactly what they're paying him. I think it's only $21, but I think $10 or $15 million guaranteed. That's basically peanuts for a quarterback anyway, so you might as well.
I think so, too. I think if it's there and if that's your guy, I think you draft him. But I do say if it's Abdul Carter, I think I might do that just because he's got Myles Garrett-like abilities, I think, for Penn State there. And that would be pretty cool. You'd have Micah Parsons and Abdul Carter, both Penn State guys in the same division. But if I'm the Giants, I think you take a risk on the quarterback if it's there and you like him, because he might not have to play year one now. Like, you're not throwing him to the wolves like you see all these quarterbacks have to do. Like, he could sit a year. And then maybe if the guy's struggling, he can come into the second half of the season. But can you imagine one of those guys coming in right away for the Giants? It'd be rough.
Yeah.
They got Neighbors, but who else?
And then the rest. Malik Neighbors and so on. Name me five other of their offensive players. I mean, good luck.
I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, they have been a big bowl of wrong for a lot of years, that's for sure. And, of course, like you mentioned, Daniel Jones no longer there anyway. So good luck with that, New York Giants. Hey, but it's going to be interesting TV.
He could be the Colts quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Got Richardson and Dime or Petties over there in Indy.
Yeah. A lot of bad quarterback play in the NFL for sure. You know, I'm glad you mentioned this earlier. You brought up the Detroit Tigers. We've got the end of an era, Matt. We've got the end of an era. The Tigers, they got rid of the dirt pathway between home base and the pitcher's mound. They were the last Major League Baseball team that had the little dirt path between the pitcher's mound and home plate. That's the last team to take it out. So will we see it again in the future? I don't know, but
doubt it.
Yeah, probably not. But one thing is for sure, the Tigers have officially gotten rid of the pathway between the pitcher's mound and home plate.
I wonder why they decided to get rid of that.
It's kind of a cool thing, you know?
Yeah, like you're the only team to do that.
You
got to
conform to everybody else.
Yeah, I would have kept it.
100%. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, it makes that, was it Comerica Park? Is that what
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, it makes that even more unique now.
See, that's just it. I am all for uniqueness in football stadiums. Like, the Cleveland Browns video came out, what was it, last week or whatever, for a new indoor stadium. We talked about that a little bit ago. I think it was last week indeed. And I'm just thinking to myself, oh, cool, another indoor stadium that looks like the other 7 indoor stadiums that were announced within the last 5 years. Where is the diversity? Where is the uniqueness of these stadiums and what have you? It's just like, you don't see it anymore. It's crazy.
Yeah, and to your point, Cleveland needs snow football in December. Yeah. Like, how about that game we saw on Thursday Night Football, right? We saw that game between the Steelers and the Browns, and the first half, it was, you know, clear, and next thing you know, the second half, it looked like a blizzard out there. We're not going to get that anymore in Cleveland. It's a shame.
I don't understand why that is a thing. I mean, I totally understand the fact that, you know, fans want to be comfortable and that sort of thing, but I don't know. It's just the continued wussification of the American fan. It's like, oh, I need to be. It's like, bring me some. Like, oh, what was it? Brian Regan has got a great bit about this. It's just like, bring me a goblet of something cold and refreshing. It's just like, can someone play fiddle for me? It's like, that's what we do now as fans. It's crazy. No, nobody wants to get cold anymore. It's wild.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll look like SoFi Stadium or something like that, because that's wild looking.
Yeah.
That's just crazy to me.
Certainly looks a lot like it, and I kind of tweeted this out the other day, and I'm sure most people have seen it on social media, not necessarily from me, because it's been a topic of conversation out there. Talking about the transfer portal, have you seen the graphic? Oh my gosh, you've got 16 teams left, and it has the players' original D1 schools in there.
I saw that
and
graphic.
Yeah, just wild. I think there's only one team where all 5 players started there and are currently there, and that's Purdue. I think Duke has 4 of the 5, but which is just a wild, wild, wild representation of basketball. Something came out 6 years ago, 2019. I had to do a little shorthand math. How long ago was that? 2019, the Sweet 16 players in their original schools, 13 of the 16 teams had 1 or fewer transfers.
Wow.
So it was basically like everyone that got there is there. Nowadays, it's just like, good luck. It's completely
bananas.
It's like
free agency now.
Yes.
It's free agency. I saw that graphic yesterday. I got it sent to me. I'm like, yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised. That's how college basketball is in 2025. That's what I said earlier this week. But when you compare it to just 6 years ago, it is really wild. Did you see what Tom Izzo said?
I liked the tweet, but my daughter was sleeping and I didn't want to wake her up.
He was fired up.
I haven't even gone back to watch it
yet. He was fired up saying, like, hey, I'm trying to make moments here, trying to get our team to the Elite Eight, and all everyone's talking about is just
the portal.
The portal. It's just, it sucks, is what he said.
That's a sin. You know, the fact that the portal opens before the tournament is even done, that's a sin. I mean, the portal is what it is. But make that make sense. I mean, even cooler heads need to prevail to say, all right, we can delay this thing another 2.5-3 weeks. That's a sin. That's stupid.
Yeah, and coaches are talking about it. You got Tom Izzo. You got John Calipari. He talked about it, too. It's just, I mean, guys, we're focusing on a game here in practice on Monday. Meanwhile, you got all these coaches getting hired and all these players in the portals seeing who's available. I mean, it's craziness.
It's kind of like the
NFL. No rules.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like the NFL, like in the playoffs when, let's just say, the Giants fire their head coach and they want to interview the defensive coordinator for the Ravens or something like that. It's just like, this is the wild card round. We're getting ready for a divisional playoff game, AFC championship game, and you're taking away the coaches from their game plans and everything else, and they've got to interview with another franchise. It's wild.
Yeah, divisional playoff game, and if I'm a Ravens fan, I'll use this. I don't need to hear Todd Monken interviewing for the Saints job or whatever. If I'm an Eagles fan, this came out. Kellen Moore, Super Bowl week. Kellen Moore interviewing for the Saints job, which he eventually got during Super Bowl week.
Yeah, it's wild. Can't we just delay this another couple of weeks? It's not going to kill you.
There's absolutely zero rules when it comes to this college basketball transfer portal thing.
It is absolutely.
It's the mayhem.
It's the Wild West, big time, for sure. Feels like the NAIA, again, to a certain degree. All right, coming up next on the show, we are talking some Northern State baseball as our guest in studio has actually showed up a little bit early, so that'll work out perfect. We're going to flip-flop time, so Clayton Randall, he'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour, and we're going to talk with Brennan Phillips coming up next right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Sports Up continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. Clayton Randall will be joining us towards the bottom of the hour, but first and foremost, live in studio, Brennan Phillips. Good to see you, sir. How are you?
Good, good. Good to see you, too.
Yeah, glad to have you here in studio, and we're just talking off the air about Plainfield, Illinois. That's where you reside from, and south side of Chicago, southwest suburbs. And Matt said, that's tough. You're a White Sox fan. How are you feeling about your Sox going into this season? Opening day, of course, is coming up this week.
Not good.
that's about it. Just not good.
Yeah, rebuilding still. So,
how long does the rebuilding process take for the White Sox? I got a lot of friends.
Years.
Yeah, I know. I tell you what, I got a lot of friends of mine that are White Sox fans. My college roommate, a big White Sox fan, and he's got season tickets. I did see that they got some great new food items there at what's it? Is it still Guaranteed Rate Field?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember if they changed the name or something like that, but they got all kinds of good stuff over there, right?
Yeah, it's a fun place to go to. It's very cheap nowadays, so.
Almost has to be.
Yeah.
You could probably see a game there for $5.
Yeah, they pay you to watch the White Sox play. Yeah, I know. I'm a Cubs fan. I shouldn't say that, but I don't know about the Cubs this year. I feel like they're going to be okay, but not great. But season is kind of in the early stages here. We're talking also off the air. When was the last time that you guys played a home game at Fossum Field at the end of March? It's been a long, long time, right?
First time in a long time.
Long, long time, yeah. For sure. So how's the season going for you so far?
Personally, it's going well. I mean, the team's taken some tough losses. I mean, we're competing really well, and then just one play, one pitch, and it falls apart a little bit. But it's looking a lot better. Long season.
Yeah, long season baseball. It's a grind, obviously, for sure. And you guys were out there in Arizona. How was that? Was it hot down there or out there?
It actually wasn't too hot, but it was just beautiful. I mean, mountains in the background. It's very, very scenic.
Yeah, I don't know much about Tucson. I've been down to Sedona, which is, I guess, north of Tucson, I think. But so obviously you guys are playing games down there. What was your time like? Just give me a day in the life of Brennan Phillips down there in Arizona and what the trip was kind of like.
So wake up, have the hotel breakfast, and then it was some recovery, whether it was icing or stem or cupping or the hot tub. And then we'd get to the field pretty early to hit, play the game, and then you'd normally just go get food at wherever since we're in a big town. And then just a lot of time just hanging out with the guys.
Can you unpack what stem is? I mean, I've heard of cupping with Michael Phelps back in the day when you get like little cups on your back or whatever. Can you kind of walk us through what that recovery process is like?
So I'm not too smart in this area, but our trainer
just amongst us guys.
Our trainer said it was like you put two electro something on your – in between an area of like – that you're sore in, and it just – I don't know how to describe it, but –
it's like a little massage kind
of
thing?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Stem.
You like it better than ice?
Yeah, I think it does more.
Does more, okay. Yeah. And, you know, we talked to head coach, I'm blanking on his name right now.
Dean Berry.
Dean Berry, thank you. We talked to Coach Berry earlier this year, and he talked about just a lot of conference games to start the year. You guys played a lot of – I mean, the opening series was against Mankato.
Yeah.
I mean, those games, you know, mean a little bit more here early in the season.
Yeah, and it's definitely not ideal to – start your season with a team like Mankato, who's just very good program. So, but I mean, you learn a lot from starting your season like that.
Brennan Phillips joining us here, Fox Sports Aberdeen. Why baseball for you? Did you play other high school sports, basketball, football, or are you a track and field guy? Obviously, baseball is the main one, but how'd you settle on baseball?
I was a big basketball guy, but I saw a brighter future in baseball.
Your jump shot wasn't very good.
No, it was not. I played defense, but there was no offense.
Gotcha. Okay, fair enough. So, Plainfield, Illinois, do you get a chance to go back home too much or not so much?
Just for the holidays, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so catcher, you know, we talked to guys before. It seems like you're the quarterback, if you will, of the defensive side of things. You know, are you a pretty chatter? Do you talk a lot out there, like on the field, like, hey, this is where we're going here? Or can you just kind of talk about your mindset as a catcher, you know, being one of the vocal guys on the squad?
Yeah, I like to talk to the pitcher often in between pitches, unless they're in a rhythm and just, all right, let them roll. But more just talking to the infield. You know, the coaches normally will set up the outfield where they want, but I'm just more there to just remind the infielders where they're going with the ball or when they're coming to four with it. More of that type of thing.
Is the mound visits thing that, because that, you, I mean, it used to be unlimited. Now it's what, four?
Seven.
Seven now.
Three with the coaches and then four that the players can take.
Does that really make much of an impact or not so much?
Sometimes when you gotta, when teams are picking up signs and I gotta go take a mound visit, that they kind of count up a little quicker that way, but normally you don't get to all seven.
I got to ask a dumb question because it's in my nature. I saw a really funny meme on social media probably last year. I think it was even part of the jump mat was, you know, you always see the catcher go out there and talk to the pitcher after he surrenders a couple of home runs. It's like, how come you don't come out here and just tell me I'm doing a great job? Do you ever do that at all at some point in time? It's like, hey, man, you really dialed in, or it's just, hey, let's let it ride. Let's let him keep doing his thing.
Sometimes when we got a younger guy and he's cruising and then lets up a walk and we'll take a visit just to tell him everything's okay. And it's just one walk and you'll be okay.
Gotcha. Do you crack like jokes and stuff to the pitchers to keep their mind just kind of at ease so they're not so focused, like uber intense on stuff, or no?
Matters to the guy. Some guys will take it a lot better, but some guys would probably be upset if I kind of take him out of the zone and crack a joke.
Give me a good joke that you might crack to, you know, some pitcher or something like that. That's radio appropriate
just,
now.
Just say, like, nice pitch after he just let up a double in the gap. Or...
So you had a big-time year last year. It looks like you hit 363. You're hitting over or right around there this year as well. Can you just kind of – did it take you a little bit to get into the groove, or were you feeling it already? I mean, you know, big-time year at the plate already.
Yeah, it's definitely coming along a lot better now. It was a tough start. Starting with Mankato, just seeing those pitchers right off the bat wasn't easy, but – it's definitely starting to come along, and I've been feeling a lot more comfortable in the box.
Did you see a lot of live pitching, like in the off season? Did you guys simulate that kind of thing? And
yeah, we do a lot of like live at bats, or we'll have Coach Kusler will throw like simulated live at bats just to kind of prepare the eyes a little bit for different pitches.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly worked out well for you so far as Brennan Phillips joins us here in studio on Fox Sports Everdeen. So it feels like a lot of times early on in the season that pitchers are a lot further ahead than batters. At least that's the kind of the broadcasting cliche that we say. Is that true or not so much?
Yeah, I would say that's true. Just, I mean, even when we're doing live at-bats, we're doing them in a cage, so the environment's a lot different when we get outside. Just hitting is just such a hard thing to do that it kind of takes some time to get back into rhythm.
Yeah, seeing some things on social media sometimes, like a pitch will be thrown, it'll be like a camera right behind the plate and be like, yeah, this is why this is the hardest thing to do in sports. Yeah. You agree with that?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, hitting a slider, curveball, fastball, it's got to be really, really tough to deal with. How long did it take you to actually get good at baseball? Because no one just shows up day one and they're just a stud. How long did it take you to kind of get comfortable, A, behind the plate, and also B, you know, at the dish when you're actually, you know, on offense?
I would say a while. Just growing up, I was always at the bottom of the order. Mm-hmm. And catching came a little bit sooner. But hitting, it took a while just to kind of like find my swing and figure out what I do best in the box.
Were you always a catcher then? Did you play? Okay,
you were
always the catcher. All right.
So are you a big BP guy? Because some people, when they are in a huge, huge slump, they just take more BP. And sometimes more kind of throws their swing off. How do you kind of approach that thing? I'm not trying to jinx you and say, you know, because players, everyone goes through a slump at some point.
Yeah.
How do you approach that sort of thing?
I like doing a lot of BP, but I like doing it more like spread out. Mm-hmm. So like I'd rather go in twice a day than just once for a long time. Just because I feel like when you go for too long, you just get in your head after one bad swing.
You a tee guy?
I am in the off season. I don't like doing it as much in the season.
Sure.
Lemon? No, sorry. That's a bad joke. You're talking about tea. I thought it was... No, I'm teasing. I know. Swing and a miss. Brennan Phillips joining us live in studio on Fox Sports Everdeen, 1420 and 98.5. What do you like about playing at Fossum Field?
It's kind of like a gem in the middle of nowhere. Just a beautiful field. great, like kind of like old-fashioned a little bit. So I like it a lot. It's different.
Yeah, it is. And there's been conversation about making it kind of a field turf field. Obviously, I think you'd probably get in more games here in northeastern South Dakota if it was a field turf field. Do you like it, the fact that it is grass and actual dirt? Or, I mean, how do you kind of approach that? Because on the road you're playing, kind of sometimes it can be grass and dirt. Sometimes it's just the field turf stuff.
As a catcher, I like the turf just because, like, balls in the dirt aren't in the dirt. They just turf and just bounce right back up. But, yeah, I kind of see the argument for both ways. Play a lot more home games with turf, but kind of takes away from the whole baseball thing when it's not dirt.
Right. You mentioned, you know, it seems like there's one play here or there that's been the difference. I mean, you played CSP, lost those four games, but a couple close games there. You know, what do you think needs to change there to come out with a couple more W's?
I think just staying consistent throughout the game and kind of making it a little smaller and just taking it pitch by pitch instead of maybe going inning by inning or just looking at it as whole game thing. It's normally just one pitch that'll kind of break it open.
Worst hop that you've ever taken before from the catcher's perspective? Does it, you know, a couple of weird, because I used to play catcher back in the day. Now that might be hard for you to believe, but it took off one of my fingernails one time. If you look at my pointer fingernail is still a little bit kind of wonky if you look at from both of those, and it never really like grew back regularly. What's the worst sort of injury that you've sustained while you're catching? A couple of bruises, I'm sure.
I have my middle finger on my left hand.
Oh yeah,
dislocated from a catcher's interference.
Walk me through the play.
It was senior year of high school, and it was actually a buddy I went to play college with in Iowa. He was batting, and I just stuck my hand out a little too far. And he hit my glove, and I didn't even realize it at the time until I took my glove off at the end of the inning, and I was like, that doesn't look right, and my middle finger was just bent in half.
Did you ever, I mean, obviously it's good now, but it just kind of recovered that way? Did you ever get that fixed at some point, or just kind of let it ride? It's that time's come and gone.
It took about 2 weeks off, and then it was playoff time, so right back
right
to
back
it.
Right back to it.
Just taped it up and went back out there?
Yep.
Good stuff. Matt, you got any more?
Have you ever... Like, plays at the plate are always just fun, you know, whether it's, you know, a cutoff from the outfield. Have you been a part of some of those plays that come to your head? Like, hey, final out at the plate, we got them done, or we're up by one run, and they're trying to tag on a sack fly. Have you been a part of moments like that before?
Yeah, we've had a couple of them this year. Just, they're a lot more difficult than they look because when you're catching the ball, you're not looking at the runner, so you never actually know how close he is to you. So whether it's just a dive and tag him or wait for him to get to you.
And you gotta give him space. Back then, you could block the plate. You can't do
now
that anymore, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that rule is kind of tough. I mean, it's just like you got to give him the space, and then if the throw's a little bit off, you got to do that swipe tag, right? I mean, it's tough.
And then using a catcher's glove to catch a one-hopper is never easy.
So you probably like the contact a little bit more, like the way it used to be back in the day.
Yeah, I think it'd make baseball a little more fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah, I completely agree. I've got no qualms there. So you got Sioux Falls coming in. Of course, it's going to be a Thursday-Friday series. What's the scouting report looking like for the Cougars for this weekend?
I think we're more focused on us at this point. I mean, we know that we can go and compete with anybody, and it's kind of just digging in deep to our mistakes and what we need to do better at compared to looking at them at this point.
Sunflower seeds or gum on game day?
Gum.
Yeah?
Yep.
What kind of flavor are we talking? Juicy fruit?
I'm
Hubba Bubba?
Mint guy. Every AB I like to have a piece of gum in.
Okay, gotcha. Superstitions? Any good superstitions for you?
That's one right there. Yeah.
You a big league chew guy? Or
no.
Is that still popular now? That was big when I was playing a couple, you know, 10 years ago.
I just think it loses its flavor too quick.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. The grape one, it was great. It hit you with that flavor right away, and then you'd be chewing it for 15 minutes. You're like, this stinks. What's going on here?
That's such a bummer because it has such a great aura around it. It's like, oh, big league chew. And then like 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, you're like, this is terrible. It's awful. But, what did you say, mint?
Yep.
Mint. All right. So the next time you're here in studio, we're gonna have to get you some mint gum and stuff. All right. Well, congratulations on a good start to the season for you at the plate there. Hopefully the squad does well on Thursday and Friday. Thanks for popping in, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure, for sure. Brendan Phillips joining us live in studio on FSA. Clayton Randall, he'll join us on the phone line after this. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. Pleased to be joined on the phone line by Clayton Randall. Mr. Randall, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Doing well. And got to give the best to your daughter out there, a little bit under the weather. You know, that's the reason why you're not here in studio. So want to wish her very, very well. So you're doing dad duty with, what are you doing? Like, hey, eat more pretzels and drink a lot of water. What's the regimen here?
We're on recovery from tonsil removal. So it's popsicles, ice cream, plenty of cool beverages for her.
So whatever.
Yeah, I gotta say the same to you. In terms of taking care of kids, you've added to your herd a little bit. Congratulations to you and your wife. Hope things are going well for you guys.
Yeah, no, things are going very, very well. So I appreciate that. And so whatever she eats and drinks, does that mean like you have to double it then? Like, oh, you're eating ice cream. I guess I got to eat some too. Is that how that works out?
See, I did that during the pregnancies. Uh-huh. I was matching my wife eating for two, and that did not end well. And so I am trying to refrain from being on the same diet as my daughter right now.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we'll talk a little Wolves on the water here, but I would be remiss if we didn't ask you about the new gig that you have on the side, coaching a little Aberdeen Roncalli football. That came out yesterday. That's a pretty cool deal. How'd that come to be?
Well, coaching's kind of always been something that's interested me. And when my wife and I decided to try something new, we moved to Aberdeen. I wasn't sure how my new job at Northern was going to go. So I decided to take a year off, focus on the job. I'm about 10 months into this position and still had the itch to coach some football. So I guess I want to thank my boss at Northern and my boss here at home. Both of them were supportive of me pursuing an opportunity to coach. And I was actually reffing some basketball at Roncalli, and Coach Young stopped and visited. We're both football guys, so we're just a little bit of small talk, and he asked me how it's going. I said, things are good. I love my job at Northern. I just still miss coaching a little bit, and he kind of put the bug in my ear. I said, if you're ever interested, make sure you reach out. And then a couple weeks later, I was back reffing again, and he said, I just got to let you know that things changed a little bit, and they had a coach that had to move on, and they had an opening, and he said, if you're interested, let me know. And one thing led to another, and we're going to be on the sideline for Roncalli next fall.
Yeah, pretty cool opportunity. Saul, you were going to be coaching O&D line, so
that's
in
right.
The trenches, huh?
I'm coaching the athletes, so it's always fun to get out there with the best athletes on the field on the O&D line. And as I told every team I've ever coached, someday the quarterbacks and the receivers and the running backs may be athletic enough to join us, but until then, anybody that knows football knows that we're the ones that get it done.
No doubt about it. And as a Seattle Seahawks fan, I can certainly attest to that, the fact that we haven't had an offensive line in about a decade now. All right, that's neither here nor there. Clayton Randall joins us on the phone line, Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 and 98.5. The Wolves on the Water Walleye Tournament, that's coming up here in the not-too-distant future. Registration is officially open for that online via nsuwolves.com. Great event that you guys are putting on. Can you kind of talk to us a little bit about what's on tap for you guys?
It is. Fun thing about my job is obviously being around the athletics. I just love being around the coaches and the athletes and the teams. You know, it just becomes, you realize that when you go on the road and cover basketball and football, you just feel like you become part of the team. And then a unique opportunity is when the sports seasons come to a close, we get a chance to offer up some pretty cool events to our fans with the purpose of raising money for our athletic programs. And so I guess I'll touch on three opportunities we have for fans this summer to get involved and support Wolves Athletics and have a little fun while doing so. On April 25th, Northern has a bourbon and brews event. So it's a little different than the traditional athletic events. Speaks for itself, bourbon and brews. You get a chance to meet coaches and athletes. There's a lot of cool events inside the facilities at Northern, the Barnett Center, Dakota Bank Stadium. And so information on that can be found on our website. It's a unique event. It's really unlike any other event that we have. Second event to support the Wolves would be Wolves on the Water, and I'll touch more on that in just a minute. And then the third event would be a golf classic, Friday, July 25th, hosted at Lee Park. And Sam Mastin will be running that event. So if you know Sam, Sam brings the juice, likes to have a good time. It's a great event. So those three things are things that we're looking forward to. And we're trying to do our best to provide a great event for our fans and also raise a bunch of money to give our student athletes a great experience, unlike any other experience that they're going to get at the Division II level. So circling back to Wolves on the Water, a fishing event. Dates for the tournament are May 30th, Friday, May 30th, Saturday, May 31st, out on Lake Oahe. So New Everett's Resort, Lake Oahe. And we're going to try to get 140 teams in the event this year. We're going to have a great time Friday night with a banquet. Participants are going to get served a delicious steak meal, courtesy of Demcota Beef and Hub City Livestock and Ken's Super Fair Foods in Aberdeen. And we're going to get the guys together and have a great time and then put them out on the water early Saturday morning and see who can catch the big fish.
I'm saying here. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say specific details can all be found online. I got a couple of points of information to share if people want to access that information. For the Facebook world, if you search Wolves on the Water, we have a Facebook page. There's a registration link, and there's also a QR code available on there. If you click on either one, it'll take you directly to the registration form. It has all the information for Friday and Saturday. It has another page of information with rules and regulations and details. I think you can find any information you need there. If you want to search Northern State's website, you find the Athletics tab. Click on Support, and we have information for all of our events. Bourbons and Brews, Wolves on the Water, and the NSU Golf Classic can be found on that page. And if you just can't find the links, stop in the athletic department, call the athletic department, call my cell phone directly, 605-228-7640, and we'll make sure you get your information.
Yeah, I'm seeing here some great prizes, over $50,000 in prizes. I mean, can you hit on some of those? Or are you – you keeping that to yourself, or what do we got here?
That's what makes it fun. So I guess truth be told, my first experience was last year. So I show up. I don't really know what's going to happen, and I was just blown away by the amount of things that were given away Friday night. So starting with this, if you're actually a talented fisherman or you get lucky, we're going to pay $5,000 for the top prize for fish. So two- or three-person teams, we're going to weigh 8 fish total. Most pounds of walleye caught will take home $5,000, second place $2,000, third place $1,500. We're going to pay out a total of 20 teams. If you place in the top 20, you're going to get your fish in covered. So your registration fee will be covered. We have a Calcutta. Each team that registers has a chance to buy their team in a Calcutta prior to the event. Friday, May 30th at the banquet, we're going to silent auction all remaining Calcutta teams that have not been purchased. So there's a chance to win Calcutta money if you're a good fisherman or if you end up purchasing a team that happens to do well. And we're going to pay out 20 on the Calcutta as well. I'm sorry. We're going to pay out 10. We're going to pay out 20 place winners on pounds and 10 payouts for the Calcutta. And back to the banquet, we're going to give away approximately $50,000 in different prizes, and we've got something for everybody out there. We've got real good fishing packages where you can take a guided fishing tour out at New Everett's with a professional fisherman. And if you don't have any luck fishing at the tournament, these guys are going to put you on fish. We got two-day packages. We got several of those available. We've got fishing gear, tackle, bait, tackle boxes, fishing poles, trolling motors. Really, if you're a fisherman, there's something for everybody. And then we got some, we're going to target more of our female fishing audience this year, and we're going to add a couple packages for them. We've got some motel stays combined with some spa packages and just a couple of other unique things that there should be something for everybody out there. We're also going to do a cash raffle, similar to a 50-50. You buy a ticket, your name goes in the drawing, and we are going to pay out cash raffle tickets. Let's see here. We're going to pay 20 of those as well. And top prize there will be $10,000. So that gets pretty exciting.
So the way I look at this is, it's kind of interesting that you said that, you know, if you're not an avid fisherman, you know, you still have a lot of fun with it. It's kind of like a group project where you don't really do a whole lot, but you still get an A. That would be me. You know, I like to fish. I'm no good at it. But so if I'm on a good team, you know, I still get the A and we still maybe get the cash. So looking forward to that. Again, the phone number to contact you, 605-228-7640. Actually just shared this to the Fox Sports Everdeen Facebook page. So if you want to sign up for that, would encourage you to check out our Facebook page there as well. It'll provide that direct QR code and the link to get signed up. Clayton, anything else you want to hit on before we let you go here today and attend back to the daughter and the tonsils and what have you?
I appreciate you having me on. I also want to give you guys a shout-out. I saw you guys grinding it out the entire state V weekend. As always, we just really appreciate everything you guys do to promote sports in and around the Aberdeen area. You guys do an awesome job.
Well, that's
thanks, sir.
That means a lot. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. And we'll have to get on the golf course at some point in time this summer and see if, what was it? Tukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, Tukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, was the Cobra, Mastin, yourself, and yours truly. We'll see if we can rip it up at some point in time this summer.
Yeah,
but
sign us up. We're in for that.
All right, you got it. All right, appreciate this here, Clayton, and good luck with the event coming up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks again.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, absolutely. Our pleasure for sure. That's Clayton Randall joining us here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. And tell you what, that's a great, great event. And I think it was a conversation that Paula Kruger and I had off the air on the bus. I think she was in this last year, did a really, really nice job. And like he said, it's kind of something for everyone. Should be a great opportunity to gain some sun and also good old-fashioned steak dinner. That sounds outstanding.
Yeah, it really does. I'm with you, though, too, because I'd be the guy that would be on the team. Would be the vibes guy. Like, all right, you guys are doing good.
Yeah.
You know, I've caught maybe a
keep
couple.
Keep reeling.
Keep reeling out there.
Everyone
extra...
needs a net guy.
Yeah.
That could be you.
Yeah, it could be me. Yeah. If you need a net guy, let me know.
Good stuff. All right. Again, you can check out the Facebook page there as well and the Fox Sports Aberdeen Facebook page. We provide the direct link there.
You know, it was funny. I was thinking about that golf tournament we played in. Remember I hit that shot? And it was like, you know, probably like 90 yards out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We thought it went in.
Yes.
And we were like sprinting to the hole. And we were like, Sam almost got the hole in one on the par three.
That's correct.
And then a couple holes later, I almost dunked it in and we all thought it went in. We're like, no way. And like the guys ahead of us are like, yeah, man, it's about 15 yards over the green, dude.
Yeah. Oh, man. We thought that was the shot of the day. And it was after Sam's, like you mentioned, near hole in one. Was that hole eight, I think? That was at Rolling Hills.
Rolling Hills, yeah.
Yeah, had a lot of fun, and we were so close, and then actually we weren't close at all.
But Sam's was
literally
less than a foot away.
Yeah, his was probably about 5 or 6 inches away from a hole-in-one. I will say, I got to take credit for that because I fired him up before the shot, though. Remember I mentioned I gave him a little shove in the chest?
Yeah,
You're an All-American. You are an All-American. Put it in the hole, and doggone it, he almost did. So I would have taken full credit for that. Man, that was all me, nothing with him.
Man, I wish that went in.
I know. Such a disappointment. That was the craziest thing. Like, we were all mad that it was that close.
Yes.
That he didn't put it in. When's the last time you're upset for a shot that's that far away from a hole-in-one?
Exactly right, because you're like, oh, it's so close. It still counts as if I made a 30-foot-long birdie putt.
I know. Tukes of Hazzard. Good stuff. All right, Wolves on the Water again. That's coming up Friday, May the 30th and 31st. We'll put a capper on the Sports Hub after this. A couple great guests here on the Hub today, Brennan Phillips and Clayton Randall, and we're just reminiscing off the air about the Tukes of Hazzard. And, boy, I tell you what, we had a lot of fun there on the golf course for putting for paws. That was June, July? Mid-July, something like that?
July.
Yeah.
July last summer.
A lot of fun.
Just remember the last hole where trying to finish, and we were talking off the air. The rain.
It was pouring. I mean, you're talking like sideline, like sideways,
sideways
rain.
We're out there trying to finish this tournament.
We got another 50 yards
to
go.
Yeah, what are we hitting here? I don't know, man. I can't even see. It's raining so hard.
Oh, my gosh. But we had a lot of fun with it, and we didn't finish in last.
No.
I think we played okay.
We got off to a hot start.
Yeah.
Then we just kind of parred every hole, which usually what happens.
Yeah, we kind of petered out there at the end, but certainly a lot of fun. Hey, big shout-out goes to the Dort Defenders women's basketball squad. We were talking about it yesterday. Could they go back-to-back? Well, they ran it back, and they downed Indiana Wesleyan yesterday in the national championship, 82-73. Macy Seavers, a game-high 25 points, also snagging 11 rebounds, and just in case you need them, 12 assists. How about a triple-double in the championship performance there from Macy Seavers as Dort goes back-to-back?
Wow. I mean, to go back-to-back is one thing. I mean, but to have a performance like, but to go to back-to-back is incredible. Congratulations. I mean, that's just, I don't know how much better you can get. I guess we're going for a three-peat.
Yeah, I mean, they are called the Defenders after all, and they defended their crown, so big congratulations to them. Northern State, they held an invite yesterday, some high school track and field. Multiple top finishers there for the Aberdeen schools, Roncalli, Christian, and Central. On the girls' side of things, you had Shantae LaCroix of Aberdeen Christian winning the 200-meter run. McKenna Teets of Groton, she would win the 55-meter hurdles. Lucy Fritz of Aberdeen Central winning the high jump, while Andrew Hardy of Aberdeen Central winning the 55-meter hurdles. There, check out our website, hubcityradio.com, for full and complete details. And, of course, now we get to the Final Four on the D2 side of things, Pittsburgh and Grand Valley State tonight, while Cal State Dominguez Hills takes on Union Tennessee. That's tonight. And, of course, Northern State softball is in action today against Moorhead at home. Back at it tomorrow.